Plotting a coup. Jobs was not good at taking no for an answer. He went to Scully's office in early May 1985 and asked for more time to show that he could manage the McIntosh division. He would prove himself as an operations guy, he promised. Scully didn't back down. Jobs next tried a direct challenge. He asked Scully to resign. "I think you really lost your stride," Jobs told him. "You were really great the first year and everything went wonderful, but something happened." Scully, who generally was even-tempered, lashed back, pointing out that Jobs had been unable to get the McIntosh software developed, come up with new models, or win customers. The meeting degenerated into a shouting match about who was the worst manager. After Jobs stalked out, Scully turned away from the glass wall of his office, where others had been looking in on the meeting, and wept. Matters began to come to a head on Tuesday, May 14th, when the McIntosh team made its quarterly review presentation to Scully and other Apple corporate leaders. Jobs still had not relinquished control of the division, and he was defiant when he arrived in the corporate boardroom with his team. He and Scully began by clashing over what the division's mission was. Jobs said it was to sell more Macintosh machines. Scully said it was to serve the interests of the Apple company as a whole. As usual, there was little cooperation among the divisions. For one thing, the Macintosh team was planning new disk drives that were different from those being developed by the Apple II division. The debate, according to the minutes, took a full hour.